We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I think he probably has a plan where he goes and gets a quarterback that he feels like he can plug in and contend right away. And he probably has a plan where it's what Rob Ninkovich and Marcus Spears and Desmond Howard are talking about, where it's a teardown and a rebuild. And I think that would be a fascinating thing to watch. Because when you talk to people, we talk about Bill Belichick as the greatest coach of all time, and his accomplishments speak for themselves. He's also probably the greatest like general manager and salary cap guy of all time. And one of the ways he succeeds is he consistently gets, you talk to agents and players who've negotiated with him, consistently gets guys to take contracts that are favorable to the team by offering, if you come here, you can win the Super Bowl. And he's been right. If he can't offer that anymore, can he be the roster builder that he's been all along?
That's an interesting point by Dan Graziano. I like that. It's not going to be as attractive as a destination if number 12 with the name Brady's not on the back of that jersey behind center. 617-779-7937. Mark James, Jermaine Wiggins, Courtney Fallon with you till 1 o'clock.
He has a huge point right there.
It really is.
One of the big conspiracy theories during the fall was, why is Bill up on the podium smiling ear to ear?
Because defense was
taken over, and Tommy was eating grass. I mean, you know, Tom was not at the top of his game. I know that Tom admitted that throughout the season, and Bill was still
Bill was winning against Scribinis, and when he got to the good teams,
Baltimore, and then
I think Bill realizes and goes, okay, can I build a team that can just win on defense? No, when you got no offense.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
The problem started and ended with the offensive line, too.
And this is why I said that I think Bill is the greatest coach around, but if you don't have the quarterback, you're going to be what you were in Cleveland. In 5 years, you'll have 36 wins.
That could be it. Hey, that's not a good – you don't want to be one of those people that's basically dragging towards the finish line to get number 348. Courtney, how serious – because I think one of the biggest losses for the Patriots last year – I mean, we all do. We know Gronk, Devlin not having a one – but David Andrews, how serious is that injury in your opinion?
I mean, no, here's the thing. When the injury came out, it reminded me, of course, I mean, we talk about this all the time. You and me, Mark, have worked in many different markets. I worked in Miami.
I did too,
for 3.5 years.
Yep.
Watching Chris Bosh go through these same exact, I mean, listen, I'm not a doctor, and this is not on sources.
But you I watch
Chris Bosh try to come back after a heart. It's going to be touch and go. I really don't think that David Andrews is going to play a full season of football again. I don't think he's going to be the starter for the Patriots, because you have to be so, I mean, God forbid. I mean, that
and
something happened to him and he falls
happened?
On the practice. I mean,
do you remember what happened when Pat Riley and the Heat, they got into a huge thing with Bosh.
He couldn't come back. It's way more serious than people think.
He was forced to retire.
It's way more serious than people think, and I'm telling you, it's going to come down to
the doctors. If they don't clear Andrews, then he's not playing.
We're talking in the break, Wiggy, about draft capital, and I was mentioning that some of the serious guys also told me that the Patriots could possibly draft up or trade up. Mm-hmm. And you were saying that, like, they don't have a second round pick because of the Sanu thing.
I don't think they
have enough capital.
And how high could they get up to?
They got to beat the Bucks at 14, you said.
I don't think they're going to be able to get
Because they're going to take a quarterback. But I still think The biggest problem, not only outside of, if you're bringing Tom Brady back in the fold for one or two more seasons with the New England Patriots, what about this team and that offensive line, especially when you're going to let Joe Tooney go and make $10, $12 million a year if you're not going to be able to
bring it? But if you bring Brady back, yeah, maybe you draft a lineman.
You don't have, losing Dante Scarnecchia, huge loss for the Patriots.
Yeah, but
they're not going to be able to turn guys off the street.
They won a Super Bowl without Dante Scarnecchia.
I'm telling you, one of the biggest things that outside of making sure that Brady stays is the Patriots being able to fix the offensive line with ample bodies.
Right.
Well, I'm not talking about like five, probably, 6 round guys. Like they need some D1. They need some SEC.
They could use their 23rd overall pick. They get their 23rd year overall pick. They get a lineman. They can get a couple linemen in free agency. Scar's going to be definitely a loss for them, but they've proven that they might be able to put some things together on the O-line position. The bottom line is, it doesn't matter if you have a great line. If you don't have a quarterback, what's that mean?
No, I agree with you.
So
I
just, at the end of the day, you start quarterback first, the most important position on the football field, and then you build out from there.
Here's the thing. Like, Tom Brady is one of the, I think one of the things that I have admired about him, watching him play and weave around the pocket, is his pocket awareness. Like, his pocket awareness is like he's got this antenna. He knows when the rush is coming because he's so smart, because he sees the field. And I think that a lot of how he's been able to have longevity, not only is because he's had a fortress around him, but because of the way that he's been able to avoid the rush. Any other stopgap quarterback, like you said, like Andy Dalton, is not. These guys are going to be. You're going to be very disappointed. They're going to be sacking the guy left.
So let's get back to what we were saying before. That if Brady does decide to leave, and it, to me, I mean, even though I think it's 80-20, he could just basically say, you know what,
he leaves because you don't give him the money.
Sure. We all agree that. Who gets the blame? Is it Belichick? Is it Kraft? Or if some of you people out there think it's Brady, fair enough on that. 617-779-7937 is the number. Michael and Lynn, it's been holding the longest. Thanks, Michael. What's going on?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Michael, what's up, my man? How you doing?
What's going on? Yesterday, Hart was talking nonsense, so I had to call and shut that down.
Dude, you shook him like Tyson Fury.
What are we talking about
here? No, yesterday, me and Andy Hart. He shook Hart like Tyson Fury did Deontay Wilder. Good job, Michael.
I love Wiggy. Mm-hmm. I appreciate Wiggy for what you did in the first Super Bowl, the snow game, getting clutch in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. But, bro, you're wrong on this one, bro. We're waiting to get Belichick out of here, bro, because what he's been doing the last 3 years. If he didn't give Jimmy Z away for nothing, maybe people wouldn't care. But his attitude is so poor after wins. You think he's going to be a nice guy when he's going 6-10? He's going to be out of here. If he lets Brady go, they're not going to be good, and then Kraft is going to have to fire Belichick. That's how it's going to play out.
So then there you go. So then it sounds like Michael, in essence, agrees with me, because if you ultimately have to fire Bill Kraft, it's a poor decision on Kraft's part by not stepping in and going, hey, Bill, let's keep Brady so we don't end up going 6-10.
Everybody knows that Belichick thinks he can win without Brady. Everybody thinks.
He said he's waiting for the day.
A top 15 quarterback, he could win. No, he couldn't. The fact he's never done it. No playoff appearances without Brady.
I mean, well, they remember when they went 11-5 with Matt Castle.
That's a downgrade.
I'm not saying that's a downgrade
from going the year before, going 16-0 in the regular season. The same team. What was the difference the next year? You didn't have Brady, and you went 11-5 with a 16-0 team.
If Belichick couldn't always draft, if he wasn't that great of a GM, but he could always outcoach everybody, I was always cool with it. But now he can't coach. He keeps getting outcoached now at least half the time.
Especially against his former coach. So what is he good for now?
Hey, Michael, he ain't good for anything anymore.
Hey, Michael, especially against former coaches. Now, I won't agree with that. Don't say he's not. I will say my biggest criticism of Belichick, Michael, is the draft. The draft evaluation. I don't have a problem with Antonio Brown.
Offensive talent, man.
Listen, Antonio Brown would have been dynamite if he didn't
implode. He imploded. It's not Bill's fault.
But you knew what you was getting when you signed him. But Michael, were you okay? For 10 days?
Michael, were you okay when they signed Antonio Brown? I know I was.
I was not.
Absolutely.
I was not.
You didn't watch that first game?
Yeah.
He came off the street and knew where to line up and knew where to be. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Why can't we get more of those? Can we get somebody who knows where to line up?
He didn't even know the playbook and he was catching a touchdown.
Come on.
Well, I would disagree that, you know, like every GM in the league, Belichick has swung and missed on guys in the draft. That's just the way
it is. Too many swings and misses,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but I don't
know. When you have the greatest quarterback ever, you can't be swinging and missing.
But when you look at it, he drafted Gronkowski. He drafted Chandler Jones. He drafted
the last 5 years, he's drafted what?
In the last 5 years, I'd have to go back and think about
it. I mean, Chase.
I'm going to tell you, it's zero. He drafted nothing.
No, I'll give him Tooney. Chase Winovich.
Chase Winovich.
Tooney was a six-round pick, too. He should just be trading down to get six-round picks and get value.
I'm okay with Bill.
That's where he's
I'm okay with Bill from like fourth round on.
Yeah.
I don't like him in the first three rounds.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, Michael,
so the great players are, he's not good at drafting those. But the scrubs, he's good at drafting those.
Like Michael, there's no excuse to
but
take.
But he drafted Sony Michel.
Over Nick Chubb.
Running back who can't catch.
And what's Damian Williams done?
No.
Nothing.
He drafted a guy that helped you win a Super Bowl. Now, I will say this.
He did do that.
His second year wasn't very good.
Okay.
So
his first year was phenomenal.
He's a jag, bro.
We don't eat a jag that helped you win a Super Bowl.
We could have won with anybody running the ball. They really ran it with Lance Burkhead.
Because they,
come on, bro.
The reason their offensive line.
Michael, he did have six rushing times. Listen, and I'm going to stick up here for Sony, who I've called Phony Michelle. Mm-hmm. Listen, his rookie year, he helped you get number six.
Right.
I cannot say.
Last year, we could all agree he didn't have a good year.
Let me ask you all a question. Who was more valuable? You could make an argument. I'm not saying I'll make this argument. Who was more valuable in the Patriots' sixth Super Bowl run against the Chargers, Chiefs, and Rams? Sony Michel, or Tom Brady?
I would say Sony Michel.
Bingo. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Right. So, to say Bill didn't draft good would be a bold-faced lie because he drafted Sony Michel, who helped you win a Super Bowl. And last year he wasn't very good. Okay, but there are a lot of teams, there are a lot of GMs that draft guys that pan out, whether it's the first round or the second round, that don't pan out to be good, or maybe have a good first year, or maybe have a bad first year and then ultimately turn it around. So the Sony Michel thing, I think the jury is still out on him. One really good year, one really bad year. Let's see what he is in year two.
A lot of people are waiting to see what Damian Williams can do, and the fact that he's just sat on the bench the entire season.
No. Damian Harris.
No,
when you said Damian Williams, I was like, Damian Williams
should have been the MVP of the Super Bowl. The guy from Maryland.
No, Damian Harris from Alabama.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about.
Okay, you said Damian.
See, I think she meant to say Damian Harris.
Okay, yeah, Damian Harris from Alabama. Yes, he's the guy that they drafted. So now I have big hopes on Damian Harris. I think he's going to be great. We got to see him. But like you said, Wiggy, you don't know.
You never know.
Tell
and me. I don't go with the N'Keal Harry thing. Like, oh, Bill tried to get a wide receiver in the first round, and N'Keal Harry. It's not good to try.
He's got to nail these picks.
But how are you supposed to do that? Here's what I would say. With N'Keal Harry, I think the injuries are the things that plagued him, right, for this year. You might have got DK Metcalf, and he doesn't necessarily put up the numbers that he did in Seattle. You never know. Now,
what about AJ Brown?
Same thing.
About you.
No, but here's the whole the only
N'Keal
reason
Harry was rated higher than both of those.
Yeah,
guys.
No, I think honestly, I think the ceiling for N'Keal Harry is very high. The only reason that he didn't play this year is because the first snap that he ever played in a preseason game, you saw that this kid's like adrenaline was steaming out of his ears, and then he messed up. He rolled his ankle.
He was the number one.
He was the number one rated
wide receiver coming out of
college. But I think there's a very high ceiling for him.
David Terrell when he came out of Michigan. Right. So was Peter Warwick.
Right. That's what I mean.
Right.
But if you go in the war rooms, right, and you go, okay, hey, on everybody's draft board, N'Keal Harry is the best receiver. So you take a shot on him, and it didn't work out. But then, you know, you got guys like Debo Samuel, or you have A.J. Brown, or you have D.K. Metcalf that have a good year, and you go, wait a second. Why didn't the Patriots draft one of those guys? I think that's kind of like Monday morning quarterback.
Exactly. I think it's so easy for people to sit back and say, like, oh, my God, you know, You traded for Mohamed Sanu, and then you could have had Emmanuel Sanders. Everybody does it with George Kittle.
Oh, San Francisco, great job by them. They took George Kittle in the fifth round. Well, the reason why he went in the fifth round is because teams really didn't value him that high.
Interesting. All right, we'll continue to take your calls. Brady, if he leaves, and you know, who gets the blame? Is it Belichick? Is it Kraft? Is it, do you blame it on Brady? What do you do? And moreover, I'll bring up a point coming up next as well. I want to get your thoughts on this, that who needs to sort of, in order for Brady and Belichick to come to another agreement on him sticking around, who needs to be the one to sort of compromise? I want to find out from both of you. I want you to think of who's got to compromise a little bit. No, don't. Teasing it, Courtney. This isn't TV. Don't give away. Don't get even Wiggy.
Big market tease.
Yeah, big market. Like, don't tell us yet. Wait for the other side.
Okay. Well,
who's got to be the one to concede a little bit?
No.
Who am I the one to concede? 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
More of what you want to hear. Back with Wiggy, James, and Fallon on WEEI.
Patrick, where do you expect Tom Brady to be next season?
I have no clue, man. I mean, he's a grown man, you know, do whatever is best for his life, his family, and I'll support him, you know, period.
Can you even wrap your mind around, like, him in another uniform?
That I can answer, no, I can't. But, I mean, whatever uniform he's in, I mean, at least I know he'll be happy with the decision he made.
Where do you think Tom will be?
Man, I don't even know where I'm going to be, so I couldn't even begin to speak on where I think Tom would be, so... you know, like Pat said, man, he'll make the best decision for him. And, you know, obviously I'm so lucky to have been his teammate for all these years. And, you know, he's the greatest of all time in my book. And, you know, I wish the best for him.
All right, Patrick Chung, Nate Ebner, talking about Tom Brady, back on Wiggy, Fallon, James, and we were looking at who gets to blame. Also want to do this, too, before we get to House and Dorchester and others, is that it looks like apparently there's going to be the new playoff system is going to be implemented this year. There's going to be one more team.
Okay, seven teams.
In each conference, AFC, NFC, only one team now will get a bye instead of two. So, basically, just to break it down for everybody, on Wild Card Sunday, what we used to have, two Wild Card games on Saturday, two on Sunday. Now, under the new system, we are guaranteed to have three wild card games on Saturday, three wild card games on Sunday. I got to tell you, like in Roger Goodell, and we certainly know shortage of criticism warranted at him, I love this. I love it. Only one team gets the bye. And it makes, not only is it better because you get more playoff football, but here's the thing. It makes getting that bye even more where more meaningful football will be played at the end of the regular season.
I got to tell you, Roger Goodell will do anything to get the 8-8 Dallas Cowboys into the playoffs.
But I love it. Do you like it?
Every
you
guys team, like it? Every mediocre right. team in the NFC West is going to be is going to have a shot.
No, well, like no they wouldn't have made it. They wouldn't have made it.
I'm just saying.
Last year, the teams that would have made it would have been the Steelers and Rams. They would have made it.
I mean, the Rams didn't even deserve to be.
No, they only won 10 games.
Listen, no, I agree with you. I think it's going to be great. I'm joking. No, I'm joking.
They won 10. I mean, like, I think it's... if you
8-8 Dallas Cowboys.
If you don't like this, you don't know football, you're an idiot or both. Right. This is great for the game.
Pittsburgh would have gone in this
Pittsburgh
year
and the Rams. I just said, Pittsburgh and the Rams. Yeah. They would have both gone in. What are the Rams? 10-6?
The Rams were...
Or 11... Were they 11-5?
9-7.
9-7, okay. All right. How about them Cowboys? Hey.
I'm okay with it, man. I'm fine. I love it. I think this is the NFL hitting it out of the park.
Think about the revenue. I mean, that's all they care about right now. It's the revenue share of like the games, concessions, selling tickets, and this and
that's okay.
The TV contracts are going
to
go up.
Do you understand? Like,
do you think that they have to do this to offset the amount of the salary cap? I'm asking a kind of rhetorical question.
Well, they're also saying, sure. I believe, adding another week to the season, which right. I'm a little on the fence about.
No, but players, I mean.
But they were saying that would add $1.5 billion more totally to the players.
Mm. Yeah, but yeah, it would be capped at $250K.
Well, that's for it's the really salary for the game. That's for how much a player would make for that extra game would be capped. The highest the player could make would be $250 based on what that player's salary
was. I think
was.
That will be rejected by the players.
Yes, the players won't buy.
They will not do that at all.
Yes, the players. But when you look at it, all it really means is that now if you're a team that's 8-8, you might be able to get into the playoffs. So if you're an 8-8 team, you might be able to get in the playoffs. So what does that mean? It means maybe at the end of the year, there's more meaningful games, more teams are 8-8,
yeah, that's
9-7. You know, it's like, all right, maybe now it's like, all right, we still got a chance.
Yeah, and it makes it better. I got to tell you, I could do without Week 17, but I could also do without two preseason games as well.
Yeah, I think they want to knock it down to three. The preseason is a joke.
It's a joke. It sucks.
Yeah, the preseason should be for guys like, you know, that are trying to make the team.
That'll be working at Walmart in a couple weeks.
Bubble guys.
Yeah.
Bubble guys.
Yeah, they'll be working at Walmart or Target in a couple weeks. All right. If Brady leaves, I believe that Patriots Nation will blame, the lion's share of the blame will go on Belichick. Courtney agrees with me. Wiggy says on Kraft. What do you think? 617-779-7937. This is one of my favorite guys, House in Dorchester, along with my main man, Mike and Lynn. What's up, House?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
So I want to say this, right? The other day on the morning show, they said, Tom Brady said that he wanted 4 days or whatever. He wanted less. He wanted 1 day off or something.
Yeah, that was the rumor. That he never said that, but that was what they were speculating. He wanted Mondays off.
So what I'm telling you, if he wants less work, he's not going to get that nowhere else but at the Patriots. So I figure that he answered the question without really answering it, if that was
true. House, you're wrong. He won't get less work in the Patriots. Belichick's not going to, just because you're 43, Belichick's not going to let him want to work less.
I mean, I thought Belichick had let him skip OTAs before.
Yeah, that's one thing, but I'm talking about during the season.
But no team's going to give him Mondays off during the season.
No, but also, I don't understand. If he's going to go to another team that's not the Patriots, do you think that they're going to allow Brady, who wants to now at 43 years old, work less and not come in and start to build a rapport with the wide receivers?
Right. No team's going to give him
max money and have him
What a lot of people don't understand is generally with the Patriots, they're usually winning so much by the middle of the season. It's called it's called Victory Mondays. Yeah. So they get a lot of Mondays off anyways.
Right.
So, I mean.
Right. Hey, House.
My point exactly.
Hey, House, I got a question for you. Who do you blame if Brady leaves, Kraft or Belichick?
Oh, I was about to get to that. So if you would have seen the Antonio Brown interview on Hot 97 when he was going through it.
I did with the Breakfast Club. I watched it.
He said, when they asked him, they said something about, was it Belichick? He said, no, it was over his head. So it was Kraft.
Right.
Antonio Brown said, if you go back and watch, they asked him, well, why did you leave the why did Belichick or something cut you? He said it was over his head.
By the way, House, all that did is it just confirm what we all suspected. Yep, that was a Robert Kraft production.
Robert Kraft move.
Yep.
And as far as Deontay Wilder and Fury, that fight last night, if you watch boxing and if you watch Deontay Wilder before, something was wrong with him last night. He wasn't the same, the same dude. He got his butt beat, fair and square.
I know.
But he was not the same guy, regardless to what anybody say. And y'all are the greatest, man. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, House. Appreciate it.
But
I love House.
But Brady's best chance of getting what the most important time off is going to be during the offseason and OTAs. That's what Brady wants off more than anything, right?
Sure.
But if he goes anywhere else, he's going to have to work more. He's going to have to work more.
I know.
Where he works the less is with New England because Bill is not going to have an issue with him having the OTAs off.
Here's my thing on Brady and where it makes sense. You want to go to a team that is ready to win. If Uncle Jerry, who hasn't, when we everyone talked about, look at the Ryan Tannehill situation. Mm-hmm. Look at what's going on with Dak Prescott. Look at Jerry getting the cold feet at the altar, not wanting to even give him. They're not even in negotiation for a contract.
Yeah, I know, but you know they what? Though he did the same thing with Zeke. I mean, he does that. I'm not surprised about the fact that he hasn't re-signed Dak Prescott because he did the same exact thing. Asking everyone, going on Good Morning Football on NFL Network and saying, do you have to have a first round, an Emmitt Smith type running back in the league anymore?
No, I don't think he did. He capitulated.
I know, but you know what, though? Because he's trying to get the value. He was trying to get the value for Zeke down. And he's going to do the same exact thing
for Dak
Prescott, right. who's fourth year in the league. Yeah, he had a good season. He wasn't one of the best quarterbacks in the league by any stretch of the word.
No.
And you're sitting there and you're saying that you want $40 million, way more than
the
future Hall of Famer and Tom Brady? BS.
He ain't getting more than Russell Wilson.
My thing is this, is Tennessee a ready to win situation? Sure. They beat the Patriots.
No, we were talking about good general managers. Mm-hmm. If you were to say the two franchises that really have their stuff together, mm-hmm. it's John Robinson in Nashville, Tennessee.
Now remember,
and it's John Schneider in Seattle.
You're missing a huge one though.
But here's where you're
missing one. Chris Ballard in Indianapolis.
Yeah, but here's where you're missing.
He's awesome.
Not with your crazy owner overlooking.
I'm talking complete. Here's where you're missing the point.
What?
Right? So if Tennessee goes after Brady and they give him 2 years, $60 million,
yep.
or whatever it is.
What are you going to do about Derrick Henry?
Right.
Derrick Henry's a free agent.
Derrick Henry is a free agent.
Yeah. And he's already said he wants the floor is the Ezekiel Elliott contract.
That's right.
So you got to think about that.
Yeah. That's a big thing.
So you can't just go, Tennessee.
Let me ask you this, Wiggy. If Tom Brady goes to Tennessee, whom would be very conducive to his success? Derrick Henry, right?
Right.
I
don't think we've ever seen a running back of his size and stature the way that he was just running. I mean, in a long time.
But the problem is, can you afford both?
Can you afford both of them? That's the big question. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Judy, who's up in a car. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I think everyone would love the old Tom Brady, but we're not going to get that, so I don't really care if he leaves. But in the argument of who's to blame with Wiggy, I think if everyone is in agreement that Kraft has the ability to force Belichick to make the decision he wants, not to, then how can anyone say it's not his fault?
Well, I think it was Bill is the one who makes the football decisions, Judy.
Not really. We know what Antonio Brown.
Right. That's a good point.
We know what Jimmy Garoppolo, Bill, don't make football decisions.
Exactly. He makes the decisions, but Kraft has the ability to force him. It's his team. He can make him make whatever decision he wants.
I just don't think that he's going to have the jurisdiction to sit down and say, Bill, where you're slacking on $2 million here, Bill's the one that runs the salary cap. And that's just the only problem.
Yeah, but it's Kraft's money.
I know, it's Kraft's money.
If Kraft goes, I want to give Brady the extra year, then that's what I'm going to do, Bill. Go out there and coach my team.
Exactly. That's what I think. But
now the one thing
because I'm just driving down the road listening.
Well, Judy,
to you guys.
Thank you, Judy. We always love the female participation. We always love that, and the fact you agree with Wiggy. I mean, that's even that's two rarities there. So we appreciate that.
Well, you know what? I often agree with Wiggy. That's because you're smart.
No. Smart people think alike. That's exactly what it is.
All right, Judy. Thanks a lot. The one thing that we do know when it comes to anything is that we're going to know in the next couple weeks, two or three weeks. We know that this thing cannot get to March 16th, 17th, 18th.
No.
And if it gets beyond the 11th, where you're a week away, then this place is going to, everybody around here is going to be losing their minds.
I think that it's going to be I think it's going to end very quickly, to be honest. I think Bill is going to walk in there with a packet in hand. I don't believe there's going to be a lot of negotiating back and forth. I think Bill is somewhat has already made. I mean, this is just my opinion.
If that package doesn't
suit Brady, I mean, it could end quickly.
If it doesn't say do whatever we got to do to get Tom back, then he's not doing what's best for the team. Because you ain't gonna be good. You ain't gonna be good for the foreseeable future.
All right, the number to get in, 617-779-7937. Something else happened down in Fort Myers this week. We'll get to that. David Ortiz, why I think he's still the face of the Red Sox, because he speaks for the Red Sox. He still is, and he certainly did not pull any punches this week when it came to Mike Fiers and others. We'll get to that coming up next.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right back to Wiggy, James, and Fallon on WEEI.
I saw an interview that he did the other day, and I feel bad for him because people were asking questions like he was the one who started this shit up. No, man, you know, like I'm here to make sure that you guys, as a fan, like I see players trying to tell him what he need to do. Hey, he don't tell you how to hit or how to pitch. So let him do his job, you know. He gonna do what is best for the game. He's not the type of guy that gonna accept you screwing things up in the game and he just gonna, you know, tell you where to go. No. He's good at making decisions, but people need to chillax. People need to let him do his job. Player need to let him do what he think is better for the game and for everything else, you know what I'm saying? And stop putting him on the spot and telling him what to do.
All right, that was David Ortiz talking about the commissioner, Rob Manfred, and when everybody in the world, starting with Cody Bellinger, Alex Wood, Nick Markakis, Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, and LeBron James, have eviscerated baseball and the commissioner. Now, David Ortiz wasn't done there yet. On what's gone on with the Astros and the Red Sox and the commissioner's involvement, here's what he had to say.
The commissioner have been getting so much heat about this, like it was him who made that mistake. And to be honest with you, I don't agree with him getting all the heat. And it's because reality is not one player had come through and be like, hey, it was me who started this up. You know what I'm saying? It was... Everybody's passing the ball like when you're playing basketball. All the commissioner can do is just have a team investigating what's going on, do what we all know that he know how to do. The commissioner, Manfred, has been legit since day one. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think it's fair for everyone pitching him, question and blame him on things. We all know that he got the power to suspend people or make decisions or this and that, blah, blah, blah. But it's only into certain point. After that, he had no control of, you know, whatever happened in the investigation.
All right, so there was that. And there's a lot of things you want to get to here. Let's just start with there. I lost a lot of respect just this week for David Ortiz in the sense that, why are you carrying the water? I understand the Red Sox pay you. I get that. I understand that you're basically sort of an liaison ambassador / unofficial assistant coach, and, mm-hmm. and you're still part of the organization. They're paying you. They saved your life, literally and figuratively. They sent a plane down to the Dominican Republic when you were pretty much on your deathbed. They flew you back here. They put you in the best hospital, and they saved your life. So. Even though it now it sort of feels like he's corporate, I could see that. Why are you the only one right now sticking up for Rob Manfred in baseball for this whole cheating scandal and why it becomes such a joke. Now, I feel...
Doesn't this confirm kind of the reports about the influencers? Like the influencers that they're paying like $25,000. There's these reports that they're trying to pay people.
That they're doing that.
This to me just confirms
he's wrong on the Manfred stuff.
Well,
I think he's wrong too. I agree with you.
I think Big Poppy's turned into Big Puppet. He's a big puppet now. He's a big puppet for the Red Sox in baseball.
They haven't come down with any of the report on the Red Sox.
Forget about the Red Sox. What's gone on with that investigation? Who shot him? I want to, like who shot you, Biggie?
They settled.
Oh,
there was a settlement.
No, I know, but I want to know that investigation.
Are they still trying to figure out?
I don't think so. I think that they've kind of pushed it under the right.
Identity?
Because I think someone else from. On someone else who shot him, I think that there was some situation where he basically said it was a mistake, it was supposed to be someone else. No, but that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like someone got paid off to say something that they there was. I mean, yeah, exactly.
So there's that. And now, Alex Verdugo, the newest Red Sox coming over from the Dodgers, met Poppy for the first time. And
did he cry?
Let's just say this wasn't organic. It was very manufactured.
David Ortiz here. I'm giving the biggest hug. I might even tear up, man. Like,
hey kid, what's going on?
Good. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good.
A lot better now.
Now play the part. Keep it going. Where he says to what he says to Verdugo.
You are very important to this organization.
So that was the most inauthentic, inorganic manufactured thing ever. But Big Poppy goes on to sing the praises of Alex Verdugo, especially in the postseason.
He said the other day he might hug you.
He did. I had that great feeling. And to be honest with you, during the playoff last year, he was one of the players that caught my attention at the most.
Okay, there's only one thing. Alex Verdugo never played in a single playoff game in his entire career. So let me just say this. I know when I say this, I'll clarify. It's because now in this world, I'm talking about Red Sox Nation here when I say you people. So I have to clarify because now these days you can't say that because it's. So I'm talking about Red Sox Nation. So I'm going to say you people. Deify this guy. You've named streets after this guy. This guy was, and I'm just stating for the record, was on the list in 2003. It was come out in July 2009 and said, I'm not going to run away from this. I'm not going to make any excuses.
He absolutely, I'm
going to find out what it is. We're still waiting 11 years later. He talked about Alex Verdugo's prowess in the playoffs for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Never played for him in the postseason. He defended the Mookie trade, and that's fine because you're a member of the Red Sox. I don't have a problem with the Mookie trade. I wish they would have gotten more, but you got to move on. My thing is that this guy who was to the Red Sox in the last 15, 20 years, Wiggy, what Brady was to the Patriots. Is that fair to say?
I'd say that.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I'd say that.
He comes across as inauthentic, disingenuous, and a corporate shill. Total sellout.
During the playoff last year, he was one of the players that caught my attention.
Well, I think, you know, obviously if he wasn't playing, then he missed he misspoke on that one. If Verdugo wasn't playing in the postseason. Right, so then he misspoken on that one. As far as the Manfred thing, I think he's wrong on the way Manfred handled this whole situation. But him being the ambassador and kind of, you know, doing that for the Red Sox, isn't that what his role is?
Yeah, but like we've had enough dog and pony show press conferences this year with Sam Kennedy and Tom Werner and John Henry, and when they speak in public, it's usually never good. Just what happened when they spoke in Fort Myers, and then what happened when they had to address the cheating scandal and Alex Cora mutually agreeing to leave the Red Sox, like he wasn't pushed out. Well, sure, we believe that one. It's just the point where I don't want another Sam Kennedy up there. And moreover...
Yeah, but you know what, it's not going to stop anytime soon.
Right, right.
How are you surprised?
No, but Courtney, here's
This is how they run their organization. For years.
Here's my thing. Who's a player who... Kobe Bryant, may his soul rest in peace. Mm-hmm. The late, great Kobe Bryant. He retired at the end of the 2016 season. Kobe, who was a bigger part of the Lakers than Big Poppy was because he was drafted. Well, he was drafted by the Hornets, but he played his entire career with the Lakers. He won 5 titles, and he did it legitimately. There's no question that Kobe Bryant ever took any performance-enhancing drugs. Kobe Bryant wasn't speaking for the Lakers up until he died. Now, if someone asked him his opinion, hey, what do you think about LeBron? What do you think about thinking? But David Ortiz is speaking for the Red Sox.
I know, but that's a completely...
But do you think he's really speaking for the Red Sox?
No,
yes.
Or are they just...
Yes.
He's there and they're asking his opinion.
No, he is speaking for the Red Sox. He's an employee. He's still an employee. He's getting paid.
Did you hear about this conference that Rob Manfred canceled his spring training trip during this week?
I heard something
okay,
about it.
So basically, Rob Manfred was down in Arizona, canceled his trip, flies up back to the MLB headquarters earlier midweek.
New York.
Calls an entire press conference with every head, every owner in the league, chastising everyone for a culture of cheating. And then he calls a 1,000-person press conference in the same major league office. 1,000-person press conference to continue to chastise people and explain his decision on why he's doing this. First of all, I don't disagree with you that David Ortiz is a puppet here, but I mean, he might be a puppet for the Red Sox that are playing a puppet to Rob Manfred so that you don't completely blow up your team and destroy them for the next 5 years. Because sounds to me like the Red Sox, they really are dodging a bullet here with whatever light punishment that is coming down.
Right. Okay.
So if this is like, you know, my deity, because you're speaking to me and you're hitting me deep in my soul.
Yeah.
David Ortiz is, I mean, outside of Tom Brady, is a man that I grew up on. That is like I would give organs for David Ortiz.
But you like Christian Fourier. You grew up on Christian Fourier.
I grew up on Wiggy catching passes in the snow.
Oh,
what
wow.
are you talking about?
There you go,
get
of course. There, yeah. So you grew up.
Christian was nothing. No, but I mean, for real, was I not telling you about the Bledsoe doc and like touchdown?
Yep. Yeah.
Jermaine Wiggins. I was like, that's my boy. For real. I will take.
But he's a puppet.
But you know what, though? First of all,
but that's his role.
This isn't going to last so long. Do you realize that? Like, I am totally okay with David Ortiz playing the puppet role for like the month of this bad juju and bad press. Because it sounds to me like Rob Manfred, for all intents and purposes, the fact that he did not decide to punish the players, clearly he's on the side of the players, that he's not paying down punishments to any Jose Altuve or next guy on the Astros.
Well, he brought this onto himself.
No,
but hold
on. It's not going to end.
Something right now is I'm going to have to stick up for Rob Manfred there.
He brought this on himself.
No, he didn't. Courtney, you don't know. Courtney, no, he didn't. And here's the facts, which I will set you straight on. Tony Clark, the president of the MLBPA, already said that we weren't going to allow baseball to come after the players. They have the strongest union in the world. They could not rule any jurisdiction over the players. So the players were at complete total immunity in this. Altuve, Bergman, Reddick, everybody. Verlander cheated. The players were never going
but
to come down on this.
Didn't we know from listening to this that there was a lot of people out there that said that they knew that the Astros had been doing this for a while?
Right.
Okay,
so
when you ask, then it does come out on the commissioner for him to step in and do something. Right? If you're allowing this to happen on your watch, you're ultimately the one to blame. The same way the GM should, Lunau should take the brunt of it because you allowed that intern guy to show you this scheme of cheating, and then you took that scheme and said, okay, here's what we're going to do.
Trash
How
cans
can we
and
make
all that.
It better?
Right.
So when you
No, it happened on Rob Manfred's watch. He deserved it.
Right, and so it starts at the top.
But what I'm saying is that he could not go after the players because the players had full immunity on this. They were Teflon. Couldn't touch
it. Yeah, maybe they were, but then the players, it's a trickle-down effect, right?
Right.
So then the players, they're part of it. So then they now have to shoulder some of the blame.
I never thought anyone would look like a worse commissioner than Bud Selig or Roger Goodell. And then Rob Manfred happened. He looks like a complete total clown.
He's crashing and burning.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I mean, it gets worse and worse and worse by the day. But I have to tell you, like I had mentioned on the show before, the movie Screwball about the Alex Rodriguez biogenesis scandal. And if you watch towards the end of it, it spirals out of control. Because, I mean, the Major League Baseball was like paying people off left and right, getting blood. Like, Bob Manfred from that scandal got promoted to commissioner.
I know.
So you can't. It's the entire baseball is just completely dysfunctional.
Here's the weird part. And we're up against it. We were way over. About, I'll say this. Here's the amazing thing. It actually makes baseball interesting. This is the only thing that makes baseball interesting, that where we even be talking about it prior to the start of spring training in the beginning of February. Your thoughts on that? 617-779-7937. Brady Belichick, did you watch the fight last night, Wilder Fury? And did boxing, in addition to Deontay Wilder, take a big loss last night because the guy who was supposed to take over as the face of boxing has a huge scarlet letter on his career? All that and more, 3 hours down, one to go, Wiggy Fallon James.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.